From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Saudi Arabia and much of the Muslim world is in shock today. Officials in Mecca are investigating the collapse of a construction crane at the Grand Mosque in the Holy City that killed at least 107 people and injured more than 230 others. The incident occurred as Muslims begin to gather from around the world for the annual Hajj pilgrimage set to begin later this month in Mecca. Officials in Saudi Arabia go to great lengths to prepare for the 2 million Muslims who converge on Mecca annually for the pilgrimage. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban is calling for a massive European aid package for Syria's neighbors to help curb the flow of migrants into the European Union. The Prime Minister said the Syrian refugees already had a safe place to stay in camps surrounding Syria and maintained those coming to Europe are in fact not seeking safety but instead just a better living standard. At a town hall meeting on Friday, President Obama spoke about the crisis.
Unfortunately, we can anticipate that refugees will be an ongoing problem for decades to come. And the reason is because there are too many states that are not doing well by their people.
The Human Rights Watch executive director, Kenneth Roth, told VOA the current crisis is a crisis not in terms of numbers, but in terms of Islamophobia and political considerations. The U.S. State Department is warning citizens in the African nation of Chad to leave and warns Americans against travel to the region. There are no specific threats against U.S. citizens in Chad, but its extremist organizations are, or rather extremist organizations there, are intent on harming Westerners. The State Department says kidnapping for a ransom is a potential threat in the region. This is VOA News. A gas cooking cylinder exploded today in a crowded restaurant in the central Indian city of Madhya Pradesh, killing at least 89 people and injuring many others. Rescue workers and volunteers are still looking through the debris, searching for survivors. Authorities say the death toll is expected to rise. Russia's expanded support for the Assad government in Damascus is raising concern in the United States, but Moscow says it hopes to avoid unintended incidents in Syria by coordinating with the U.S. U.S. officials say they're concerned Russia might attack Western-backed insurgent groups in armed conflict with the Syrian military, and that in turn could raise the risk of confrontation with Western and international forces fighting against the Islamic State militants in the area. Here in the United States, the House of Representatives voted Friday to reject the international deal with Iran to curb its nuclear weapons. Some say it's a message to the Obama administration, which pushed hard for the deal in negotiations in the past 18 months. House Democrat Charles Rangel.
I know that if the President of the United States was able to walk on water, there would be people in this chamber that would say, see, we told you that he couldn't swim.
In heated debate on Friday, House Speaker John Boehner vowed in his words that the fight to stop the deal is just beginning. But the Senate held a decisive vote blocking disapproval on Thursday, and the House vote is largely symbolic. A new study shows people who live near large dams in sub-Saharan Africa are at least four times as likely as other residents to contract malaria. VOA's Joe DiCapua reports.
The study in Malaria Journal mapped the locations of nearly 1,270 existing dams and compared their locations with the incidence of malaria. It concludes that more than 1 million people in sub-Saharan Africa will contract malaria this year because they live near dams. Researcher Matthew McCartney of the International Water Management Institute is the co-author of the report.
So we found that dams do have an impact on malaria because of the fact that they provide breeding habitat for mosquitoes and Anopheles mosquitoes, which are the ones that carry malaria and are the hosts for malaria in people.
The greater malaria risk falls within 5 kilometers of a dam's perimeter. That's nearly the flying range of the mosquitoes that cause malaria. Joe DiCapua, Washington.
Sad day in tennis circles. American star Serena Williams suffered an upset in the semifinals at the U.S. Open in New York, falling just short of making tennis history. Top-seeded Williams was on the brink of a single-season Grand Slam, having won titles this year at the Australian Open, French Open, and Wimbledon. But she was surpassed in the semifinals by Roberta Vinci. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.